You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
That if you tithe, if you tithe, then you want. I'll tell you something else I do is I'm real big on education, especially primary education.
Yes.
I don't have anything to do with college. I'm done with those people. But the majority of my tithing goes into Christian preschools.
Wonderful.
I tithe to and these are and they have a. I have a history.
Train the child up in the way that
I have
he should
a history.
Go,
I have a history with one in Broward County and one in Martin County, and these people, they did what needed to be done, you know. Because all my grandchildren, I paid for them to be in private Christian schools. It was a task, but God provided. And man, I'm going to tell you, some of those. Like the school that my grandkids, my son's kids went to was like the Pine School. I mean, the numbers, when you start rolling those three of them, the numbers were huge. But every step of the way, God provided, made sure the money was there, not just for the educational aspect, but for the ancillary trips and things that these kids all go on, and like trips to, you know, to... they go up to like Georgetown and all. God provided all of that. And I got to laugh. My grandson had just got married and about to provide me with a great granddaughter here in the next few days. But he was calling me. He was fishing around for a little bit of money. And I said, listen, he wants to get his master's degree. And I go, I ain't helping you with that.
No, why?
Well, I said, I had a deal. Me and your dad and God had a deal. God kept his end of the deal. Your dad kept his end of the deal. And I kept my end of the deal. It's all, the deal's over with. Okay, I'm not providing any more educational funds. So if God provides for your daughter that's about to be born, then he'll let me know that money's for that, and I'll make sure that you get it. But other than that, you need to get out here and make your way. Just remember, your grandfather got out of prison. He had less than $100 in his pocket. Oh. And God helped me build a business.
Do
so
they
he'll
give that
do
to
it
you when you leave? They give you a little something?
Yeah, but you got to buy clothes out of that. That's
just they give you just 100?
Yeah, that's it. 100 bucks. They take you to Kmart. You got to buy some clothes.
Now, after being in prison for 5 years, I always like to ask this. It's like, have you ever been hungry, so hungry that a meal just, it could be anything, it just tastes so wonderful? So I want to know this. The first day you're out after 5 years, what did you do? What did you want to eat? What did you want to run to the ocean and put your feet in the water? What was on your mind, or was it just walking along being free?
Just being free. I mean, yeah. I had to go from Pensacola, Florida, to Pompano Beach, Florida on a bus, and that took a while on a Greyhound bus.
But it must have been fun looking out that
but
window.
But it was, you know. And I'd watch people because the bus stops every so often. A lot of times they use a local store as a storefront for the bus.
Yeah.
So there's a store. You can go in and get a soda or whatever. I'd watch these guys that are going in and they're getting beer and they're buying their cigarette. I mean, that's another thing. I gave up cigarettes then, too, while I was in prison. I was
so
able.
So you stop and you go in and get stuff, yeah?
Yeah, but I had no desire to go get a beer. I had no desire for a cigarette.
So what did you have a desire for that was, godly and healthy?
I think I had a Coke and maybe a honey bun. I really liked honey buns at those times. You could tell at that time I was pretty healthy, but, you know, and then I got to Pompano, and they picked me up at the bus station, Calvary Chapel. They gave me a number. I called them, and they came and picked me up in a little van, and they had a bunch of houses that it was their Helps ministry. They called it Helps, H-E-L-P-S, and it was for people like me. And you got a job. You worked around there. You started out working around there, and then they moved you up. Once you'd been there a while and they saw that you were reliable and you could be trusted and that you were truly seeking the Lord, they would give you a position of authority, and nothing big because you're coming out of prison. You know, they don't trust you with much, and I don't blame them.
No.
You know, but they moved me up, and it
so
was.
So how was your life now?
Oh,
so you went from being a bank robber, doing got 10 years, but you did 5 of the 10 years. You were totally addicted to what? Crack
heroin,
cocaine?
Heroin, cocaine, crack cocaine,
and got
alcohol.
Instantaneously on that floor when you cried out to the Lord. He instantaneously, totally and absolutely, without a doubt, indubitably, delivered you clean as a newborn baby.
Amazing.
No desire for drugs? Nothing?
No, I have no desire.
That's amazing. I hear that happening once in a while.
But listen, now, full disclosure, on a really hot day, and I'm out working, I can visualize cold beer in my
hand.
Cold.
That's another thing.
Yes.
You know.
You understand what I'm saying,
yes,
but
yes.
I don't go get it.
No.
I can taste it. I can taste it. It's just like it's one of those things. My warning that God gives me that taste that you don't want this again.
No.
Don't go get it. And I don't delude myself with the premise that I've been clean so long I can go have one drink.
Ooh.
That's a lie from the pit of hell. Yes, it is.
More lives have been ruined that way.
You know what I tell my family? All that equipment you see I've got out there that God's graced me with that's all paid for and that I own.
Yeah.
If I go take one more hit of crack or I go have one more drink in 30
it's
days, it'll all be in
gone.
Miami in a container going to Jamaica. Because I'll take it.
They say with addiction, you don't lose it, you just give it away.
Yeah, you just give it away. Yes. So for me...
Now, do you attend any 12-step programs?
No, I don't. No.
I know other people like you have been delivered, and they did. Pastor, Reverend Bill, he was delivered like you. But I just kind of wish people like you would attend those because you may be able
but
to help
I
somebody
agree
else.
With the con because not everybody gets it like I got it.
What do they call that group that meets in churches? It's like an AA, but they call it another name.
I don't know, N.A.? Narcotics Anonymous?
No, it's a Celebrate Recovery.
Could be, I don't know.
Yeah, they have
those.
Do you attend church, by the way?
Occasionally. I'm not a real big goer. But
I can understand that. Well, you don't ever have to go to a church to get saved.
No.
But he does say, don't forsake the gathering.
No,
together.
You can't because that's where your battery is recharged.
If you're out there and you're saying, well, I don't get what I want in church, well, that's where they need you. It's not about you. You go on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You might be sitting next to a lady that lost her entire family in a car accident that week. You go to give. The greatest among you shall be the servant of the rest. Stop this. I'm not getting enough. If you're not getting enough, you ain't giving enough.
You know, I stole Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.
Stole it?
No, I extol.
Extol.
Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.
What does extol mean?
I lift them up.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why.
I met the founder, by the way. I had breakfast with
Pastor
Bill.
Bill, yeah.
Yeah, Smith.
Yeah, Smith, yes. Passed away.
Great man of God he
yes,
was.
Yes, he was. I'll tell you why. I'm a simple guy.
Yeah.
I like it Occam's razor. Keep it simple, stupid.
Say that word again.
Occam's razor.
Keep it simple, stupid.
You know that phrase.
I know that, but I don't know Occam's razor.
I like it. They teach word by word, line by line, precept by precept. That's how I want it. I don't need topical lessons. Don't tell me how to live my life. God's doing
that. I understand that. And hold on. I went to Calvary Chapel for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have this. I do have this against thee. Well, that you know, they deny the spirit and the power thereof. People don't like anything they can't control. Just like you get these people say, oh, God stopped healing. No, my father did not stop healing. Jesus did not stop healing. And that's that. People, if they can't control it, they don't like it. Now, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you got people in a church service yelling out prophecies and speaking in tongues. Everything needs to be in order, orderly. And if the Holy Spirit, like in that, what's that day of Pentecost? Well, that's the Holy Spirit. But you got to be real careful because... you know, anyway, we have to be careful about stuff like that. But remember this, that I love the Calvary Chapel, and you're right, that they have such an anointing for dividing the Word of God.
Yes.
Look, I travel around the world. Every Calvary Chapel I've been to, it's a real Calvary Chapel, I don't understand the spirit realm of the Lord, but they have that anointing. There's a guy in town
here. Yes.
He's phenomenal. But they're a little, what's the word, stayed? What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, there's certain things but that maybe, they won't maybe let you say or do.
But listen, maybe it's... as a former convict mm-hmm. and a lawbreaker, mm-hmm. God has you in a place that has a little bit more of a law to it.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that's why, because yeah. I've bumped heads with them. You know, a part
but there
of
are
it,
others of us that do need those stories you were
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, yeah, and I fully realize that I need to be, I need the law to keep me within the confines.
There you go.
That I need. I need to be reminded where I don't want to go.
They took a playground with kids. There was no fence. They all stayed huddled together near the door outside of the school because they didn't know where the boundary was. When they put up the fence, the kids spread all out because they knew they were right to the fence, and that's where the fence was. You know, we need to know our boundaries,
yes.
and I think so. I
yeah.
understand where you're coming from, and yeah. They're you know
boundaries in my life are very important because
all
I was a guy
them.
That would yeah, but I was a guy that would just eschew boundaries and just go right on by them and do whatever I wanted to do. Made no difference.
Listen. Your former bank robber did 5 years in prison. You were addicted for 20-odd years. God instantaneously delivered you. Now you have a successful dirt business. So if there's somebody out there that needs to know the Lord, give me a 30-second. Right now, if you want to pray, pull your car over, or if you're listening to us on the radio, this gentleman, his name is Jim Weir, W-E-I-R. Lead them in a prayer of salvation. Right now can be the time. The hour is before you. To receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Father, I just thank you that you hear our words when we call on you, Father. Under the sound of my voice, there are people right now that need you in their life, Father God, that need your direction, they need your strength, they need your guidance, and they need you to uplift them. Some probably suffering from depression, family problems, Father God, addictions like I had. Father, I just ask that you select these people is your will governs, and lift them up, Father. Guide them out of their misery. Bring them to you, Father. Show them the love that only a true Father can show, Father God. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yep. Now all you have to do is I suggest that you say, Lord, I believe you died on the cross, rose from the dead for me and my sins, died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead, and I surrender my life to you. Hey, Jim Weir, thanks for coming on. Great to see you. And Jim introduced himself to me recently. He had heard my broadcast. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you again soon.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. Hey, this is Rhett Palmer. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
It's the moment in forever my life is leading to. When the heaven that I know by faith is finally in view. At last, Lord, in your presence I stand so silently. And slowly raise my eyes to just behold your majesty.